This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Embraer's new $41 million complex officially opens today at Melbourne International Airport in Florida. It will immediately employ 200 highly trained workers. Bombardier delivered 244 aircraft for the just concluded fiscal year. That's down from 302 aircraft deliveries in fiscal 09. But net orders were up from 11 to 201 with an especially strong fourth quarter. The U.S. Senate Thursday passed long-term FAA reauthorization. Now it's the House's turn. NBAA is lauding the bill's use of an increase in the jet fuel tax from 22 to 36 cents per gallon, rather than user fees, to fund the transformation to next-gen ATC. The Air Transport Association is pleased that the bill requires the FAA to establish and track performance metrics. The XPRIZE Foundation Thursday announced the official roster of 29 registered teams competing for the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE. The city of Racine and Racine County in Wisconsin have both approved low-interest loans to help Delta Hawk get into production of its ported piston two-stroke aviation diesels. Skymark Airlines, Japan's third-largest and fastest-growing airline, will become Japan's first operator of the Airbus A380. The firm order for four planes was signed last week. Air Power Incorporated has joined Lycoming's worldwide distributor network. The family of a Jacksonville Beach, Florida woman who died in the Continental Connections 3407 crash near Buffalo 2 years ago is suing Bombardier. And Space Operations Incorporated is looking for investors to develop a two-seat manned orbital spacecraft based on NASA's old Gemini capsule from the 1960s. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about what went into adapting his classroom instruction techniques and materials to a webinar format. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.